News Report 2.
Marriage ceremonies or weddings are among the most important events in the lives of many people. The COVID-19 health crisis has severely affected weddings and damaged the multi-billion-dollar industry that supports them. Because of the virus, many couples in the United States and around the world have had to postpone the big day, another way of saying wedding. But now that some areas have eased rules on public gatherings, plenty of couples are ready to say, "I do." However, they may need to wear a face mask when they say it, and that has led to some problems. Many couples are not willing to have a pandemic-looking wedding party, so they are not willing to follow restrictions on large gatherings, like wearing face masks, limiting the number of guests, and social distancing. The marketing research company KPMG says that families in India spend an estimated $50 billion on weddings every year. The market in the U.S. is also huge, worth more than $72 billion a year. To make couples happy, some places or venues in the U.S. are not following coronavirus safety restrictions, and this may be putting wedding industry workers at risk. Wedding planners, photographers, and musicians are just some of the people who earn money from wedding parties and related events. The pandemic quickly put a stop to their earnings. So now, as more couples are getting married, those employed in the wedding industry have little choice but to work. Recently, some have begun sharing stories of health risks. Back in early June, Reuters reported that a wedding party in Iran likely caused an increase in coronavirus infections. President Hassan Rouhani made this claim on state television, the story explained. Reuters reported last month that Australia had banned singing, dancing, and mingling at weddings. Health officials did this after an increase in COVID cases were reported.
Questions. 4. How much money do American families spend on weddings each year?
Five. Why did couples around the world have to postpone the wedding ceremonies?
Six. Why did some places in the U.S. ignore safety restrictions?